Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with some additional thoughts on adoption. When our family lived in Hutchinson, Kansas for a short period of time, I got acquainted with a local Bible church pastor. And on occasion, we would visit his congregation and worship with the people there. This pastor always referred to his congregation as the church family. And he had the desire to see his church family grow. And he wanted the members of the church family to bond together in a unified whole to present the gospel before the community. I wearied of this pastor calling his congregation the church family. But you know, I was wrong and he was right. The church really is a family. And the idea of the church being a family goes back to the biblical truth, the biblical teaching, the biblical doctrine of adoption. Remember the Shorter Catechism. It asks the question, what is adoption? Adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. You could read that, all the privileges of the children of God, because that's really what the Catechism is talking about, our becoming children of God. And we become children of God by way of adoption. And of course, that adoption takes place as we trust Jesus Christ as the one who paid the penalty due to us for our sins. The book of Galatians has a little bit to say about this whole topic of adoption and becoming children of God. Listen to a couple of texts in Galatians chapter 3. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Or you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, you become a part of God's family by way of adoption. Verse 29 says, and if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise. You no longer are children of the world, lost in the world, but now you belong to Abraham's family. You've been adopted into the family of God, which means, in turn, that you become members of Abraham's family. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7 puts it even more pointedly. Therefore, Paul says, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. That is, who are children of Abraham. You not only become children of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you also become children of Abraham. And in the Old Testament, what was Abraham's family? What was Abraham's extended family? Abraham's extended family was the church in the Old Testament. Abraham's family was that group of people through the patriarch Abraham who received the promises of God, and as a result of the promises of God, had a new relationship with God by faith. They believed in the Savior who was to come. They believed in Jesus Christ who was to come. Galatians 3:8 says, the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you. The promise that God made to Abraham involved the likes of you and me. The promise that God made to Abraham involves the Gentiles across the face of the earth. And you and I are included among that mass of people included in the promise of God as we trust in Jesus Christ, the Savior. Notice that Paul calls this promise the gospel, the Scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you. And so we are brought into the family of Abraham by adoption. That is, you and I are brought into the church of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to make a special point here. The Church of Jesus Christ is not simply an invisible body, or the Church of Jesus Christ does not simply have an invisible aspect. Remember, the Church of Jesus Christ is made up of people like you and like me. It's made up of people who believe in Jesus Christ and are brought into Abraham's family. The family, the church is a family. And the church is a family in which individuals like us have fellowship with one another. It's not just a body of people that has an invisible aspect, but it's a body of people that has a very visible aspect. When the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, Paul is writing to a group of people who meet together in Ephesus. Paul preached the gospel to them. Paul saw them converted to faith in Jesus Christ. Paul met together with them for a period of 2 years, and he taught them the truths of the Word of God. The church at Ephesus was a real group of people. The church at Corinth, in like manner, was a real group of people who met together on a regular basis. And when Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he just didn't write to some mystical body, but he wrote to an actual group of people who met together and listened to his letter as they sat together in sacred assembly, listening to the words of the Apostle Paul read to them. When Paul wrote to the churches of Galatia, he was writing to real people. And he says to the church at the churches that are in Galatia, in chapter 3 and verse 7, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. In other words, by faith you are adopted into not only the family of God, but you are adopted into Abram's family. That is, fast forwarding into the New Testament, you are adopted into the church of God, the family of God. This is an astounding thing. And of course, part of your duty and part of my duty as adopted children of God, individuals who are adopted into the physical family of God, it's your obligation and my obligation to reach out to the other members of the family, to embrace them and to love them and to learn to enjoy them. If you and I have difficulty with other members of the church, with other members of God's family, God's physical family, you and I need to look into our own hearts. You and I need to examine ourselves to see whether or not we are right with God, first of all, because it seems that we are not right with other members of God's family. And how can you be out of sorts with members of God's family and be properly related to God? Paul says, when you look at other members of the family, you must be willing and ready to forgive them of all of their faults and sins, just as God has forgiven them. It's incumbent upon you to do that. So the ball's in your court, first of all. When you point your finger at others, remember, there are several fingers pointed back at you. And so I encourage you, first of all, to examine your own heart as you look at the Church of Jesus Christ as the family into which you, by the grace of God, have been adopted. Well, of course, there's a connection here, is there not, with adoption in the world around us. Many children are adopted into our own families. And this is one aspect of adoption. Once legal adoption has taken place, then parenting begins to take place. And parenting is a long-term effort, is it not? In like manner, when you are brought into a family of God, a local congregation, and you profess your faith in Jesus Christ and are adopted into that family of God, which is an act of God, then the parenting begins, does it not? The process of sanctification, in other words, begins, and you are to grow in that family and become closer to the members of that family and learn to encourage the members of that family. And so it is with each one of us as we participate in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I are worshiping now in a little congregation that's close to our neighborhood. And this congregation is a congregation that is seeking to reach out into its community, which is multicultural, which is largely African American, which is largely poor, which is largely underprivileged and not well educated. As a couple from a white middle class background, our worshiping in this congregation presents to us some discomforts, because we're not used to this sort of thing. We're used to a congregation in the suburbs that is mostly white, that is mostly middle class, that is mostly well educated, etc., etc. And so going into this congregation is an entirely different prospect for my wife and I. And as I speak for myself, particularly, it raises some areas of discomfort within me. But I know that I need to get over that discomfort, because the great God of heaven is placing us in this congregation by his grace to be of support and encouragement to them, and for them, the members of this congregation, to be of support and encouragement to us. And so, one aspect of the whole matter of adoption has to do with our relationship with the church. This is what Paul means when he says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7, "Therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham." In other words, you and I, by the grace of God, have been adopted into a family that is real, that is physical, that is tangible. And you and I need to realize that this is the case. And as this is the case, we need to reach out and to bond with the other members of that family. That's part of the obligation which we have in the church of God. Yes, God says that adoption, as far as he is concerned, is adoption that has to do with a relationship with him. But remember, friends, that relationship with him does not occur in a vacuum. God is not affecting a relationship with individuals in the world, each one individually, one by one, and each one separately. No, God is bringing those individuals whom he adopts and brings into a special relationship with him, he brings them into families in which they can grow and prosper. And the Church of Jesus Christ is a great family, and individual congregations in the Church of Jesus Christ are also individual families. And remember this, as you contemplate the life to come and entrance into heaven after the resurrection, you will be gathered around the throne of God with thousands and tens of thousands, with myriads of angels, and the great family of God gathered around the throne will sing his praises. And in that circumstance, I submit to you, you will have the most profound experience with God and with Jesus Christ imaginable. And so now come back to earth and recognize that it's not simply your individual status before God which is important. It is the fact that when you are adopted children of God, you are adopted into families that God puts together in this world. Church families. Of course, we can make the connection again with adoptive families, can we not? And the need for the members of the adoptive families to bond together. So much more, is the case when you are brought into a particular church family. This is an additional thought on the whole matter of adoption. Thanks for listening.